This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to your Tuesday bonus episode. I'm so glad to be here. I have a quick little one today for you, and it comes from a recent experience I had. So it was Saturday, and I was with the kids. My husband on Saturdays usually goes on a bike ride of some kind. He's a mountain biker dude. So I was with the kids, and I just found myself not really wanting to be with them. I love them, but I was definitely finding that I kind of missed working in my business a little bit, or, hey, I'd rather be with a friend. Like, I found myself wanting to take refuge in a different situation other than the one I was in, which is usually an indication of like, hey, I'm feeling some negative feelings and I'm not wanting to feel them. But it wasn't just that. Here's what else was happening. I was judging myself so hard. So I ended up getting depressive on this one Saturday. And that doesn't happen often for me. Whenever it does, I have noticed it's usually the same thing. So this is going to really hit home for you guys. If you're postpartum and depressive, like, this could be part of what's going on for you. I don't ever get depressive unless I am critical of myself. Now, this is probably exempting something like grief, you know, if somebody dies or something. Although even when that's happened, depression I don't even get anywhere near there. But I definitely do when I have thoughts about myself, something to the degree of I'm not being a good mom, I'm not a good mom, or a good mom would do this, or why can't I just this? I should be able to do this. And I just tear myself down. So I know I'm not the only one that falls into this category and that whose brain gets to this place sometimes. So I wanted to share this. So I got kind of depressive, and luckily, I wouldn't say luckily as in like I wouldn't have been able to do anything had this not happened, but it just so happened that I have a friend who's in a mastermind with me for our businesses, and she wanted some peer coaching. So we split the time, and we both she coached me, I coached her, kind of a thing.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I was able to get some insight into why I was feeling depressive kind of in real time. Once my husband got back from his bike ride, I went upstairs and we just both got on and coached for a little bit. And what I noticed was really interesting. And as I saw it in myself, I immediately could see it in my clients and all so many of us. So I wanted to share it on the podcast so that it can be of help to you. So what was happening for me on this Saturday is I was completely unaware of it. I was unaware, but I actually had a very thick, what we call in the coaching world, a manual. And what a manual really means is basically it's a mentally constructed set of expectations for ourselves. Whether you want to argue it was socially taught or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, we have expectations for ourselves in some department of our life. And so for me, I had this motherhood manual for myself. And in it, I didn't realize this, and I challenge you guys to try to figure out what your subconscious manual is for yourself and your motherhood. But I had this manual that basically said, on Saturdays, Lizzie, as a good mom, what she does if she's being a good mom is she always wants to be with her kids. She's really present and focused and enjoys all of her time with them. And then the reason and the justification in my little manual in my brain, again, there's no actual physical book here, but you get what I'm saying. The justification for that was she works 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And so she just has to. This is just what she does. She has to do this in order to somehow like make up for the time she's not with her kids. So there was a little bit of this manual, and also something I've talked about in other episodes on this podcast about assuming that the quantity of time with your kids equals the quality of time, which I teach and I believe isn't actually true. And we know that because there's working moms that have great quality time with their kids, and there's stay-at-home moms that have poor quality time. And then there's also the reverse. So time is just a circumstance, and our thoughts create our experience of any moment, our emotions. But anyway, I got this insight like, oh, I had this totally clear-cut set of expectations that were not even realistic. Although I usually am all those things. Like on a Saturday, I usually do feel like being with my kids, and I usually am so excited to just be with them, and we have a great time. Well, I love this experience that happened for me, because what I realized is that as moms, we hold on to these expectations and this manual for ourselves, again, subconsciously, and it actually isn't a problem. Like it kind of is a nice thing. It guides my life, right? I have this ideal. And so when I wake up on Saturday, on a normal Saturday, and I have energy, and I'm there and I want to put it towards my kids. But what happens, guys, when we don't? What happens when we are human and we are lacking, you know, we are feeling under the weather? Because that was another thing that was happening on Saturday, is I was recovering from a cold I had. So what happens when humanness comes into play? If we are not aware of our perfect mom, good mom manual for ourselves, then at the times that we fall short, without even realizing it, we reprimand ourselves. We are cutting ourselves down and we are criticizing ourselves. And what ends up happening is we create more of what we don't want. We create then shame on top of the low energy, or on top, for me, it was low energy. For you, it might be whatever else, or on top of no desire to be with our kids. Then we create shame, and now we're even grumpier, even more impatient. And for me, I just hold that all in, and it gets to be depressive, and I just want to withdraw. So I'm hoping that this is helpful for some of you, as it was for me, to see this so clearly. Here's how we get out of this situation. Number one, we bring our manuals to the surface and put them in our awareness. It's not actually a problem to have a set of expectations for yourself that helps you understand your definition of a good mom and have something to strive for. It only becomes a problem when you're feeling less than, or something regarded to your humanness comes up and you're not aware of your expectations. And so you just automatically slam yourself down for not meeting them. So number one thing, I want you to literally, this is my challenge to you, go through every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And every day I want you to explore what you think a good mom does on that day. Okay. So for example, for me, I noticed like on Mondays, when I was a stay-at-home, full-time stay-at-home mom, Monday was like, I was a good mom if I had the energy to get everybody up, get dressed, and get out of the house and go do something fun. Monday to me felt like a busy, fun day. It gets the start of the week. And what I usually did was feel sad that my husband was back at work and wish that we didn't have a 9-to-5 tying us to this schedule, that we're apart so much and whatever. And I would miss him, and I would like feel bad for myself that I was with the kids. Like, no, that didn't always happen. But I want you to think, like, what happened? What do you think on Mondays a good mom would do? What about Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays? I know for me, Fridays, like, a good mom has a fun tradition on Friday night and just wants to be with her family and doesn't want to go anywhere else, right? Or Saturday, a mom just wants to be present with her kids. Or Sunday, a mom does this, this, and this for the Sabbath, and she always creates this for her family. So number one is just see those expectations and bring them to the surface. Be aware of them.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then number two is notice your human limits and be able to kind of have a radar and a sensitivity to them so that when you're feeling tired, instead of slamming yourself down because you have now seen what your expectations are, give yourself that space to be human. Like, there is space for me to sometimes not want to be with my kids. That's okay. That's part of my human experience. There is space for me to sometimes feel tired and not feel like doing all those fun things. And so make space in your definition of a good mom for your actual inherent humanness. And what I want to offer is that it's duplicity. It is essentially out of integrity. It is not actually real. It is virtually impossible and unreal to have this set of expectations of being a mom that is so porcelain and perfect, it doesn't have space for a human in it. It's like Barbie, right? Like, the actual dimensions of her waist size is like not even real when you actually take it to a human. Like, nobody would be that skinny, right? But we do that to ourselves. We put ourselves in this skinny little motherhood box. And we have this manual, this motherhood manual for ourselves. And it ends up, what it ends up doing is creating the same negative, self-degrading thought patterns over and over. And we don't actually have a chance to improve because we're not taking into account our limits and our human weaknesses and frailties. So by all means, have all of the highest visions for your motherhood. That's so wonderful. And the calling definitely deserves that. But you are the person in the calling, and you also deserve space for your humanness. And I believe that's what our Savior Jesus Christ wants for us. And that's why he showed us perfection, but also atoned for and took upon him all of our imperfections as well. All right, we will talk next. Well, I was going to say next week, but we'll see you tomorrow on another bonus episode. Take care, guys. Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.